Greg Abbott came to the podium as banners unfurled in the stands, "Get the frack out of Denton," and "Abbott Free UNT." Abbott didn't address them directly, but instead started his speech with thanks to people in the armed services, especially UNT student Nick Bradley.
Well, it's because of Nick and because of everyone like him who has fought on battlefields across the globe that we have the freedom to fight on the battleground of ideas at places like the University of North Texas.
4,000 students graduated from UNT this month, although only about 300 sat in the Coliseum for commencement. Abbott talked about his own graduation from law school at Vanderbilt and how the speaker told them that they would face challenges.
How prophetic that speaker was. Because little did I know that as I walked across the stage that day to get my diploma, that picture would literally be the last picture of me walking.
Abbott was hit by a tree while jogging a few weeks later. It crushed his spine, and he has used a wheelchair ever since.
I see some of you shaking your heads. You're wondering, how slow is that guy jogging to get hit by a falling tree?
Abbott told the graduates that their challenges and circumstances don't define them, but how they respond to those challenges.
It really doesn't matter whether or not you turn out rich or poor. It doesn't matter what you do for a living or where you live. In fact, it doesn't even matter whether or not you will be able to walk.
The governor's appearance has been controversial since he was selected as commencement speaker. Thousands signed an online petition urging graduates to walk out in protest of Abbott's positions on gay marriage and immigration. There was no walkout on Saturday night. One graduate stood up in his green cap and gown and turned his back on Abbott for part of the speech. Here's another graduate, Dacia Bell.
I just feel like a lot of the students, including myself, don't think he represents us as a class, and his beliefs aren't what we stand for.
But Bell didn't create a scene.
I just want to graduate, really, because I don't want to get in trouble. And it's disrespectful, I think.
She just wished she could have heard from UNT alumni Dr. Phil McGraw or Nora Jones. That doesn't surprise blogger Christina Negroot, who collects speeches from across the country for her site, graduationwisdom.com. She says politicians usually make bad commencement speakers because they go into stump mode and don't focus on the graduates.
They want lighthearted advice, so they look for speeches that are funny and definitely have a good message.
Abbott didn't make the politician's mistake in Denton on Saturday night. While he didn't get any honorary degrees, he was rewarded with an enthusiastic ovation. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.